Zog the Gemara daf ein aleph from the base, five lines from the top by the two dots. Itmar, ochal shnei zeise chele behelem echod. If someone ate two kezesim of chelev or forbidden fats behelem echod without a knowledge in between, without a yedi in between, and then v'noyde lo ala rishon, after he ate the second, he realizes the first thing that he ate was chelev. There was a yediyah for the first without the second. There was a separate yediyah for each one. And after another hour, another half an hour later, he realizes the second achila that he ate was also chelev. So even though the eatings of both of these chatichas of k'zayis of chelev were done behelam echad, without a yediyah in between, but since the knowledge that yechai v'chatos was done separately, the knowledge of one achila was done separately from the knowledge of the second, Rabbi Yochanan is mechadish that yediyah itself, even if it wasn't between the achilas, it was behelam echad achilas. But the yediyah of what I did wrong came about separately from the yediyah of the second kezayis, that itself is mechayev a separate carbon. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar chayev shtayim, yechayev two chatois. Because as soon as there was a yediyah on the first yechayev chatos, and now there is a yediyah on the second one, yechayev a seita chatos. The Shlokesh Omar, no, ein chayev ala achas. You only chayev one chatos, because the yediyah alone is not enough to be mechalek the chatois. It's as if you had a knowledge about eating two things that you ate bevas achas. That's the same thing. You only bring one carbon. There was no yediyah between the achilas. If there's yediyah between the achilas, so then yediyah is mechalkos. But there was no knowledge between the achilas. The yediyah was only after the achilas. A yediyah alone is not going to be mechalek and mechayev a carbon by itself. It's like having one yediyah on two achilas that were done together behelam echad. And the Gemara explains that a mekor for each man the Omar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar chayev, the reason why yechayev two chatois, was it says in the pasuk al chatose vehevi. The pasuk is vehikiv al chatose hashechoto vehevi is apar. That means for every chatos, for every aveira that you did, you have to bring another carbon. For every chet, you have to bring its own carbon. There was an achila of chelev and a yedi on that, and achila of chelev and a separate yedi on that. Even though the achilas were done by halam echad, but in every chat, every averi, you have to bring a egel chatos. And there was a yedi on each one separately. Reshlokesh on my potter, you only mechuyev to bring one carbon after the second achila, because it says in the pasuk, mechatosoi v'nislachloi. Mechatosoi is mashma that even if you are only bringing a carbon for miktsas of the chatos, it's considered enough. Because after all, my one carbon is going to be inclusive for two averis. So that means the carbon is for miktsas the chatos, one carbon, and another miktsas of the chatos, the second kezayis. And that's sufficient. You can have two different averis, and one carbon suffices. That means the carbon is for miktsas of the chatos, and another miktsas of the chatos. So Mela, because it was behelam echad, even though the ideas were separately, you only chayv one carbon. Now Rashi Bavorn's over here right away in the sugi in the beginning, that it was chozev and noideloi, there were two yediyahs on the two achilas. So zogd Rashi, come on boilo, if is the yediyah was without a hafrosha, and there was a yediyah alone, and yediyah is mechalik, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, even though there was no yediyah between the achilas, or no, we're talking about not just a plain yediyah that you had after the two achilas. There was an actual hafrosha. There was a separation that you separated one carbon for the first achila, and that hafrosha is mechalik. Now, I told you, Rashi Bavorns, the Gemara before we had Abai and Rava that said that ktsira gareres ktsira, tchina gareres tchina, and ktsira gareres tzira, that you only have one carbon for two different achilas because they're all considered behelam echad. So, zogt Rashi that if this machlokes is shlokish Rabbi Yochanan, so it's talking about without a hafrosha, then they hold like reshlokish, and reshlokish says you only chayev one. Indeed, and if you're going to say that this machlokes over here is after the hafrosha, and reshlokish says even after the hafrosha you only chayev one, and they're talking about that you chayev one is koydem b'afrosha, and it's even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's divrei hakol. Because everyone agrees, koydem b'afrosha, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree over here that you only chayev one. So Rashi is saying two ways how to coincide Abaye and Rava that we had before, that k'tzira gerer is k'tzira, and gerer is k'tzira, and t'china gerer is t'china, that you only chayev one because it's both done behelam echad. So either it's according to Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish is talking about koydem afrosha, and we're talking about koydem afrosha, and it's like Rish Lakish. And if you're going to say that the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is after afrosha, so then you can say that Abaye and Rava Le'el we're talking about without an afrosha, and it's going according to Kuli Alma, it's going to Rabbi Yochanan too. You only have one k'tzira gereres k'tzira. And Tosis on Daf Ayin Amud Beis on the bottom, when he says that Noideloy al k'tzira v'alatchina al Shiga Shabbos and Zodim Melachos, first was Yidi and the Shiga Shabbos, and Tosis says v'hifrish. So Tosis at the end wants to say over there oy bazoi that would not coincide with the sugi over here. So Tosis wants to say that we're talking about that the hifrish was after the idea on the Shigas Melachos, and not the pshat that it was a hifrish in between the ideas. It la'olam there was lebesoif there was a hifrish on the Shigas Shabbos, but not that the hafrosh was beforehand. In order to coincide, like we're saying now in Rashi, the two sugyas. Now the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan's din that Yichayev too is only because there were two different achilas behelam echod, and there was two yediyas on those two achilas. But if it was one achila of two kezaisim, then even though there was a separate yediyah on each kezayis, then of course he's moided that you only chayv one carbon, because that's be'etzim one achila. One achila of two kezaisim, you can't be mechayv two. Nor of us, here we're talking about two achilas, even though it's behelam echod, the yediyah is mechalik. Now the lomdus of the yediyah being mechalik, the achronim want to say, Rabbi Chonin, Kovichurim, and Shavuos, and the stipler, they want to learn up the pshat is, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yediyah is Gerim the Chi of Carbon, because you're bringing a carbon for that Yediyah. So Mamela, the Yediyah could be Mechalik, even if it wasn't between the two Achilas. Even if the Yediyah took place after the two Achilas, but since Yediyah is a Mechalik, so Mamela, Yechayev a carbon for every Achila, because Yediyah is Mechayev a carbon. And once Yechayev a carbon for this Yediyah, this carbon can't pat you now on the next idea you're going to have. And that's where you're going to have a second carbon for the second idea. But that which we said, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's mamish one achila of two kezesim, then obviously you only have one carbon. The Afikei Yam wants to say that even if you, not just you were mafish a carbon, there was idea, you actually were makir of the carbon. But once you brought the carbon for an achila with two zesim, even though there was a yediya only on one zayis, but since it was one real achila of two zesim, even the hakrov of the carbon would retroactively help on the second zayis too, because it was one achila. So much so to that extreme, the one achila could only be mechayev one carbon, even if there was a yediya and a hafrosha and a hakrova of a carbon on that yediya of one kezayis. But since that achila was bevas achas with two kezesim, it automatically is a kapara for that second zayis too, which was eaten bevas achas.
Zog the Gemara weiter, v'Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, that says that Yechayev won because of the pasuk of Mechatosoi and not Alchatosoi. Aye, what did he do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? V'Rish Lakish oksiv Alchatosoi v'Hevi. Zog the Gemara, Hahula Acha Kapora. Of course, Rabbi Shlokish agrees that if there was an actual kapora, meaning after the person not just was mafish a carbon, but he actually brought the carbon. So in such a case, if there's a yediyah now in the second kezayis, even though the achila was done behelam echad, the two achilas, but if there was an actual yediyah and a hakrova, so then of course Shlokish agrees that you need a second carbon on the second yediyah, because there was already a hakrova of a carbon on the first yediyah. And that's what the pasuk of Al Chatos is referring to. A separate chatos for every avera, if there was an actual akrova kapara that was done. Fragt Gemara ul Rabbi Yochanan, that says Yechayev too, Nami oksiv mechatosev in Islachloi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with the pasuk of mechatosev, which is mashma that one carbon is even for a mitzvah chet? Mashma that even if you do two averas, two achilas, one carbon suffices for both of them. How's he going to dash in that pasuk? And to the Gemara Chochamai Skinon, he says the pasuk is referring to Kugon Sheochal Kezayis Umechtzo.
He ate first. The initial eating was a kazayis umechsa, 1.5 kazayisim of forbidden fats, of chalev. V'noidel al kazayis, and then he had a knowledge only about kazayis of that kazayis umechsa. He ate the kazayis umechsa, but he only had a yediyah on the kazayis shaboy, not on the kazayis umechsa. So that half a kazayis is still hanging. Did not bring a carbon on that. And now, v'chozav ochel kachatzi zayis acher, be'lo meshal sheni, and now he had another half a kazayis without a yediyah between that half a kazayis from the 1.5, because the 1.5, you only knew about the one. There was no yediyah on the half that remained. So now you have another half a kazayis with the same helam of that first kazayis. So ma'aretem elitztarfa, you might think this two half a kazayisim should be mitztarf to mechayv another carbon, because after all, the half a kazayis was behelomay of the first half a kazayis, because that first half a kazayis you never had any idea about. Komash melon, from the pasuk of mechatosoi, that it's not so. That first half a kazayis is automatically niskaper with the first carbon that you brought. Why? Because that first yediyah, even though it was only on a kazayis, but since it was eaten together with another half, it was eaten as 1.5. So that half is automatically goes together with the one, even though no yediyah on it. So the second half of kazayis is on its own. On its own, you're not chayv a carbon. It's only half a kazayis. The first half of kazayis was niskaper with the yediyah that you have on the first kazayis. So memela, you're not going to be chayv another one for the half of kazayis, and that's the pshat in mechatosoi. He's zetting on the pasuk of mechatosoi that it's mechaper also for the half of kazayis that you had together as one achila, the 1.5.
But loyelim Rabbi Yochanan holds in a regular case of ochel shnei zeisei chelev, and it was even though it was behelam echad, but with two separate yediyas, yechayev too.
The achronim want to say that this machlokes of shlokes Rabbi Yochanan legabe this case of chatzi zayis is a Yochanan shitosoi. Rabbi Yochanan holds in Yuma that chatzis shir is osim in a Torah be'isa esei. So vibald, you bring a korban now on one kazayis, it's mechaper on the chatzis zayis also automatically, because chatzis is mechaper on chayve esei. Azeshen gemorin zvachem dav zayin. So oy bazoy, since chatzis shir is osim in a Torah be'isa esei, so it's automatically mechaper on the chatzis zayis. Mashengen shlokish cannot zetza in this case that it's automatically mechaper on the half of kazayis when you ate 1.5, because Rabbi Shlokish holds the shitosa in Yuma that chatzis shir is mutim in a Torah. So mel it's not mitzdar with the kazayis when you have the kapora on the one kazayis. And Mamela, according to him, this Chatzi Zayis still remains in order to be mitzdarev with the second half Kazayis to mechayev a carbon on its own. Azoy shteitin in the tziv in Meroy Mesoda, he learns up the sugya l'shitosam, and Moshe and Dibris Moshe also learns it totally in the sugya and yuma of Chatzi Shir Osim and Atari Beis Esei, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Zog the Gemara weiter, legabi dis machloik zeshokshin Rabbi Yochanan. Omele Rabbinu l'Ravashi, dis yadelei, Koidim hafroshe pligi. This machlokes the shlokshim Rabbi Yochanan, that if you had two kazesim behelam echot, and there was two yediyas that are separate, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chayv two, and according to Rabbi Shlokish, chayv one, this yediyah was before the hafroshe. Meaning, is the machlokes that there was no hafroshe, there was merely a yediyah? Ubaho pligi, and the machlokes is totally in. The Maris of Rabbi Yochanan holds Yediyas Mechalkers. The Etzim Yediyah, the fact that there's a Yediyah, that itself is Mechalik in the Averis, and you have a separate carbon for every Yediyah. And you can't be Miskapi with the second Kazayas, because there was no Yediyah on that yet. Umaris of the Shlokish holds no. Hafroshes Mechalkers. When is the Hafroshes carbon? That's Taka Mechalik between the two Averis. But merely Yediyah is not Mechalik. So merely if you know that on one kazayis, and then noida on the second kazayis, as long as there was no afrosha, one carbon can work for both. So that's one way of learning the machloikas. The machloikas is that is yediyas mechalik or not? Aval. But if, let's say, this yediyah would have taken place la'acha afrosha, if it would have been after the afrosha, then moide le'reshlokish Rabbi Yochanan the chayiv shtayim, then the shlokish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that afrosha alone is mechayiv shtayim, because afrosha is mechalik. Oidil meno, this yadelei la'ach afrosha pligi. The machlokes gufa is that the yediyah took place after the hafrosha, meaning the machlokes gufa is after the hafrosha too. And yet the shlokish holds that you only chayev one. Uvaho pligi, the ma'as of hafrosha is mechalkes. Rabbi Yochanan holds hafrosha is a carbon is mechalk between the two averis. And once you mafresh a carbon for the first kazayis before the yediyah of the second kazayis, it's automatically only been mechaper on one and not on the second one. You need another carbon for that. Umaisova, no. Hafrosh is not mechalik. Kapor is mechalkis. If you have the kapora, if you actually brought the carbon, then Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, you need another carbon for the second kazayis. But if you merely mafresh it, then avada, it would still work on since the two achilas were done by Helam Echad, even though there was separate yediyas, and it was even a hafrosha after the first yediyah is not mechalik, only kapor is mechalik. But if it would have been before the hafrosha, meaning we're saying now that the machlekes is hafrosha mechalkes, do we say hafrosha mechalkes or not? But if let's say the idea was before the hafrosha, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish. Then Moedle Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, then a chayv alachas. Then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree only chayv one, because there was no hafrosha at all. There was only a idea. Or maybe the machlekes is Sai, meaning two extremes. Sai, when the Yediyah took place before the Hafrosha, and Rish Lakish holds that Yediyah before the Hafrosha is Chayev 1, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Yediyah alone before the Hafrosha is Mechayev 2, and Rish Lakish holds no, that Bein Bezubim Machlekes, that even if the Yediyah took place after the Hafrosha, you're still only going to be Chayev 1 until there's a Kapora. And that's the extreme of Rish Lakish, that even Afrosha is not going to be Mechalik. And Rabbi Yochanan's extreme is that even a Yediyah alone is yes going to be Mechalik. Now Rashi over here points out, like we said before, that we had a Mechalikas on Amud Aleph Abayin Rava, that if you had two Zaysim, Behelam Echad, and then you had a third, so we said the carbon for A works for B, and the carbon for C works for B, because the Kazayis of Chelev Beis was Behelomay of Shlishi, and the Kazayis of Helam Beis was also Behelomay of Rishon, because you only had a Yediyah after Aleph and Beis. So if you bring it for Aleph, it works for Aleph and Beis. We see Yediyah in the Kuli Alma, it works for both. Here we're saying there's a tzad to say that the Machlokes is gufa by Yediyahs alone, and Yediyah would be Mechalik. So on this tzad you have to say that if the Machlokes of Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan is on the Yediyahs alone, so they hold like a Shlokesh, that for one Yediyah, Even though you had a Yediyah, you chayev one. And that's what we said. Even though there's a Yediyah between one and two, one carbon suffices. Like a Shlokish, that Yediyah is not Mechalik. And if they hold that the Mechalikas, the Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan over here is after the Afrosha, and the Shlokish says until there's a Kapara, you're still chayev one, so then they can hold even like Rabbi Yochanan. Because at the end of the day, they're talking about where it was before the Afrosha. And the Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan is talking about after the Afrosha. Meaning that the machlekes is two extremes. That the Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yechayev 2, even though it was merely a Yediyah in between, and Rish Lakish says Yechayev 1, even if there was a Hafrosha, as long as there's no Kapara. The Isak that Koidim Hafrosha Pligi, because if you're going to say the machlekes is only by Koidim Hafrosha, so then, aval acha afrosh, but if it would have been after the afrosh, then moide Rish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan, the chayiv shtayim. Rish Lakish is moide, that you chayiv too. So if that's the case, ademukim lekol acha kapora, why do you zet sign the posik of al chatose vehevi? We said is referring to after you already had a kapora, you don't have to say so vite. According to Rish Lakish, you can say the posik is talking about luk mil acha afrosh. If the machlekes is that koidim afrosha pligin after afrosha Rish Lakish agrees, so why do we zetzan before the pasuk of al chatosai is after kapora? You can zetzan and talk about after afrosha, and Rish Lakish agrees yichayv too after afrosha. Zok the gemara ve'i ach afrosha pligi, and if you're going to say the machlokes is only by after afrosha, but if let's say avo koidim afrosha but before the afrosha moide le Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish ain't chayv al achas yedi alone is not chayv too. So, Ebazoi, Ademuke Lekro, why does Rabbi Yochanan Zetzan the Pasuk of Mechatosoi is referring to Bekazai Sumechza, that he ate a Kazai Sumechza, and in such a case, it's inclusive that Yechayev on the Mechatosoi, also on the Mechza. So, Lukme, let him just Zetzan that the Pasuk is talking about Koidim Afrosha, because Koidim Afrosha, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you bring one Chatos on two Kazaisim, because Yedi alone is Amichalik. From the fact that we didn't say this, is muchach that they argue sai koidem afrosha and sai la'ach afrosha, meaning the two extremes. Rabbi Yochanan holds yechayev 2 even mere yediyah, and Rish Lakish says yechayev 1 even after afrosha. And the only time Rish Lakish agrees is when there was an actual kapola. Zok digmo, what's a raya? V'dilma svukim esafkele. Maybe this gufa was the suffix. Imtim Tzaloyma Ka'omar. And it's all learned by Imtim Tzaloyma. Meaning, Imtim Tzaloyma Koydim Afrosha Pligibo. If you're going to say that the Machloikz is Koydim Afrosha, that the Machloikz is Shlokshin Rabbi Yochanan is that with a mere Yediyah, without a Hafrosha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Yechayiv too with a mere Yediyah, and then Rabbi Yochanan would not be shver the pasuk of mechatosoi because Rabbi Yochanan heichem ukele likra he zets zayin the pasuk bekazayis umechza, meaning that there was a yedia after one kazayis and then he ate another half a kazayis that he agrees that you only chayv one chatos because the mechza is mechatosoi, it's inclusive in the first kapara of the first kazayis. V'imtim tzaloyim alachav rosh pligi, and even if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue after the Afrosha, meaning that Rish Lakish holds that even after Afrosha, you only chayv one until there's an actual kapara, still the other pasuk of Al Chatosai is not going to be shver in Rish Lakish. Why? Rish Lakish, heichi mukile likra, how is it going to zetz on the pasuk of Al Chatosai? Balacha kapara. Balacha kapara. So Mele, there's no raya, because the oilam, you can say that what? Netaka mistapakle, and each one can learn the pasuk that even a shlokish can learn the pasuk even if it's lacha afrosha pligi that the pasuk of al-chatos is talking about dafka lacha kapora, and then he agrees that yechayiv takatu. Now the kasha that's asked on the Rambam is the Rambam pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan that yediyah samechalkus the mere yediyah is yechayiv too, and the Rishonim ask on this the Ran and others how does the Rambam bring that ktsira geres ktsira or the din of gimel zeis echelev that the chori yediyah should be mechalik. Ktsira, how could ktsira be gereres ktsira? Lemaisa was the yediyah in between, and like Tosis says this early on Daf Ayin, Tosis learned that the sugi is going like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan yediyah is a mechalkes, then you would not say that you only chayev one. So oy bazoi, how could you pass and say like Rabbi Yochanan and say like the din of ktsira gereres ktsira? So the achronim amiyashiv the Rambam be'arichas the Aviyezri Blazer Shach and other achronim. The stipling Kilis Yankov, and that would be Miyashev. The Rambam would also be Miyashev. Really, the two sugyas, Abai and Rova and Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. And the stipling wants to say as follows: he says that is the pshat that you need a yediyah for a korban chatas. Is the pshat is without the yediyah there is no chiyuv of korban at all, or no? Lo oilom before the yediyah you're mechuyev in chatas, but that which you don't know about. The kapora cannot work for something you don't know about. But lo'olam yemechuyev. So he wants to say this: the machlokes is shlokshim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the first sad. Without a yediyah, there's no chiyuv chatz at all. Since there's no chiyuv at all, so memela yediyah samachalkos. And if you have a new yediyah, you would be mechayev a tzveita korban for that second yediyah. But since there's no chiyuv at all yet, so memela hu adin the yediyah on one can work for the second one too, because since you're not mechuyev yet, so mele can be mechaper even on the second avera too, because since the kapora is not going to be mechalik, but rather the yediyah is, so since over here there was no yediyah on the second one, the kapora can work for the second one also, even there was no chuyev yet. Just like it works on the kazayis of mechza, so mele that's pshat in ktsira gereres ktsira. And that's pshat in tchina, gereres tchina. And that's where Yitaka Chayev won. Masha Enkin le'olam, he holds Yediyah Samachalkas. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of Ayin Aleph, Omid Beis, by the two dots in the bottom of the Omid.